The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome. 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 This is Reverend Norma, and you are listening to Spirituality 101, the Missing College Course. Here at Spirituality 101, we'd like to think that we are providing you with the missing information, the spiritual context of content of your college curriculum that was missing. And so we are here on the airwaves to provide you with information, to provide you with knowledge, to help to guide your focus on how to take very ancient spiritual teachings and place them right in the center of everyday living. Spirituality, when we say the word spirituality, many people tend to think or have images of something complicated. I say the most profoundly spiritual thing that you will ever accomplish in this world is the act of breathing. When you take the divine in, hold the divine for a few moments, let it go, and continue to repeat that practice until the day we leave the earth. And that is as phenomenally spiritual as you will become. Now, in the meantime, there is a space between breaths, and it's the information that is kind of woven into those spaces in between breaths that we are here to talk about. We are here to support you. We are here to nurture you on the path that you have chosen. At Spirituality 101, we are not at all hung up on which path you may have chosen to tread, because we believe that all roads lead home. And when we seek to live the path on which we have chosen to turn our attention, then we grow spiritually, then we become more connected with the universe, our consciousness begins to expand, our rate of vibration increases in the world, and we begin to live more from the inner spirit rather than be taken along by the tidal wave of the world. So sit back, relax. I sincerely hope that you have pen and paper, because this is a course of study. I encourage you, if you have questions or comments on, particularly on today's topic or on any other topic, feel free to pick up the phone and give us a call live on air at 1-866-472-5795. Today we have, they're all interesting topics, but this topic today sprang from a question that I keep being asked over and over again in my everyday walking in the world, in my everyday interaction in the world. And I have had at least three questions in my inbox that more or less sound like this question today. Today we are talking about the word faith. And I have been asked, what do I do with my Christian faith now that I'm on a spiritual path? What do I do with my Christian faith now that I'm on a spiritual path? And you'd be surprised how many times I have been asked that question. So I thought it would be only too fitting for us to talk about this, share ideas about this today, so that we can help each other to kind of understand that faith is older than Christianity. That way back in those ancient times before Christianity came on the scene, there were our brothers and sisters of ancient times who understood the power of faith, lived by the power of faith, and was guided by their faith. And so today we want to look through the eyes of humanity and look down the ages at the role that faith has played in this spiritual awakening and where we are today. And I sincerely hope, that, as I say, if you have questions, if you have comments, if you want to disagree with anything that you hear, you might hear me say, please feel free to pick up the phone and make this an interactive conversation. As we want to do on Spirituality 101, I want to start off by giving you some words upon which you can reflect long after the show is over, and words that you can take into your meditation that will probably help you to be able to interpret and understand much of what is going to be said today. For those of you who might be new, joining us for the very first time, welcome. Those of you who have been consistently with me, welcome. The words I want to give today is spirit, and the second word is soul, and the third word is sacred. So our words for today is spirit, it's soul, and it's sacred. People often ask me as well, what is the difference between your spirit and your soul? And this is what I have come to discover about this through my own personal meditation. When we come into existence at the moment of conception, there is that implant of energy that begins the whole process of life. And that is the implanting of the spirit. And it's that spirit working in concert with a woman and with the universe that creates the physical body in which the spirit will be housed. Our spirits are eternal. They will never die. It's energy. Energy never dies. And so we move our spirits from one experience to another because the earth offers us this phenomenal opportunity to engage in the classrooms of life. And each time we leave with more enhanced levels of light. And then sometimes choose to return so that we can either reinforce a lesson or begin a whole new process. So our spirits are eternal. They are who we are, and we are, in terms of our spirits, we are pieces of the divine, pieces of the universe trapped inside of physical bodies. I've often heard people say that I'm only human. Every time someone says I'm only human, I have to smile a little bit because I know that is someone who's still not evolved in consciousness. Because who we really are spirits trapped in a physical body so that we can traverse the earth, and we're desperately trying or learning how to be in human existence. And at the end of however long that takes, we will leave, the spirit will exist, and it will go off into the spirit world, which is its home, and we may or may not design a new lifetime. So that's kind of a summary of spirit. Our souls now, on the other hand, is what I call a matrix or a program, if you like, upon which we're placing all of this information that we're learning. And the soul is kind of like goes hand in hand with the spirit, because for someone who has got spiritual sight turned on, can look in and view and see what's etched. And I say etched because they're not words like you and I understand them, but what's etched on the soul. And so we're creating this phenomenal matrix, this phenomenal pattern that carries everything we are, where we've been, what we've done, what we've learned from it, how different lifetimes mesh into other lifetimes. And if you like, it's like the record. Our soul is like the record. Where we've been, what we've done, how we originated, where we're going, and that's our soul. So that's my definition for the difference between the spirit and the soul. And so we want to try to answer Angela's question from my mailbag, which said, what do I do with my spiritual faith? Now, I did return that email, and we had a conversation by way of email, and she really, really was very concerned with this, that she says she was born a Christian, she was raised a Christian, and then she began to have some more questions about, is there more, and began to read and to expose herself to meditation, etc. And in doing that, she thinks she likes the evolutionary process of spirituality, and she finds herself moving more towards spiritual articles and books on spirituality, and she's been attending seminars, etc. But she's afraid that this powerful Christian faith with which she walked, the faith that she had rooted in Jesus Christ, would be lost. And what I want to say to you is that faith is the substance of things hoped for even before they materialize in our world. In the Christian sense, when we think of faith, we immediately link it to the spiritual teacher, the Savior Christ, and much of what we believe as Christians, because I myself am a Christian, much of what we believe as Christians and we have faith in is what has been demonstrated, lived out, taught by the Master Teacher Christ, as a fact of his crucifixion and his resurrection, and the hope that he held out for life eternal. And then in the Christian way of thinking, we get invested in placing all of our faith and our belief and our hope and our trust in that everything that is written in the Bible and everything that Christ demonstrated is so real that we can trust that. And I say that is absolutely wonderful and it is true, but you know, I'd like to give you this image before we go off to the first break. John the Baptist came and he started ranting and raving, and his job was to baptize and to call people to repentance. And then the ancient scholar said, well, are you the Christ? And he says, oh, no, I'm not the Christ. I might be powerful, and what I have to say is very powerful, but oh, no. He pointed his hands towards, there is he who will come, whose shoes I'm not even worthy to unlatch. And so John the Baptist did his thing. He baptized Christ, but he pointed to the fact that Christ was it. And then Christ came along and he started his teachings, and then he pointed to the fact that I got a Father up in heaven. And he really is it. You can keep your attention on me, and I will demonstrate some things to you, and I will teach you some things, and the fact that you can kind of focus on what I do and what I say will help you to grow faith, but the faith really needs to be connected in the Father. And so, with this thing called faith, we have to recognize that it has got a sequence to it. And as children, we start off investing it perhaps in the teacher, and then as we grow, we begin to take it much deeper. Please don't go away. We'll be right back to share some more thoughts on this powerful thing called spiritual faith.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Most of us don't give a second thought to higher planes or our existence. Tune in to Sacred Song Reiki with host Priscilla Gale. The program is a journey into spiritual and mystical discovery that you may have never known before. You'll open your mind to enlightened consciousness and to dynamic powers of healing. Sacred Song Reiki airs every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Your online community for positive change. 7th Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking about this powerful concept called faith and how we can strengthen it, how we can deepen it. But above all, to just remind and refresh my listeners with the fact that if you have been walking up according to any religious doctrine or teachings where you begun the task of developing faith, no, you do not have to abandon faith. Because faith, as you will see as we go on with this teaching today, goes all the way to the level of our souls. It is not just rooted in religion. Religion may be the place where we first became aware of it, and the initial teachings that we are given in religious circles helps us to understand it, helps us to begin the effort of living by way of certain values and certain practices that will help us to develop and to grow our faith. But when we choose, or if we choose, to make that natural transition from just being religiously instructed to being instructed by our spirits and to move on to higher levels of consciousness, we do not have to leave the growing and the development of faith behind, because faith is one of the cornerstones in our spiritual growth. Want to give you a couple of quotations that will help to give you a broader view of the word faith, so that we move away from the limited religious kind of conception of faith to a much broader view of faith. And here we go. I like John Donne's quotation, "Reason is our soul's left hand, faith her right hand." I'll say that again. Reason is our soul's left hand. Faith is her right hand. Henry Wand Beecher gave this definition that I have walked with for a long time. Faith is spiritualized imagination. Faith is spiritualized imagination. And this one, of course, is very enlightening. And this one is by William Newton Clark. Faith is the dawning of the soul. Faith is the daring of the soul to go farther than it can see. Faith is the daring of the soul to go further than it can see. So what does that mean? I think stories demonstrate what it is that we are trying to get across. And I believe in the ancient African teaching that says that stories from the keys of our own lives are phenomenally powerful, because when we tell a story from our own lives, we are offering not just the words of the story, but we are offering all the energy that went with the experience of the story. And then I'm allowing those who are listening to the story to participate fully in the energy that is being offered. So I like to tell stories from my own spiritual journey. Several years ago, when my hair was still all black and I was very much younger, I was involved or got pregnant. We were having our third child, and very early in the pregnancy, I developed German measles. And every medical doctor that I consulted advised that the pregnancy should be terminated, and this happened in London, that the pregnancy should be terminated because I ran the risk of having a child with tremendous brain problems and problems. Now, at that time, I was very, very, very deeply in my Christian walk, and I have to say that my original developing of faith began with my Christian journey. And at that time, I was very much, very much walking the role of learning to live by faith. And so my husband and I at the time did not agree that this pregnancy should be terminated. The medical profession was not very happy with that. But after consulting three or four doctors, we agreed that we would pursue. We would cast or root our faith into what we believed and allow the pregnancy to continue. Well, I have to tell you, it was a very, 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 very difficult pregnancy, and it involved me being hospitalized for 4 months. And throughout that time, of course, I had several people, including medical doctors and friends who were nurses, etc., pointing out to us that this is not the very best choice we could have made. But somewhere inside of me, there was a strength that says, whatever the outcome, there is God, there is a creator, there is a source greater than myself that would help to make that either all right or give us the courage to live with what we had brought forth. And that fate kind of drove me very strongly in my commitment and in my working with doctors, et cetera, and with naysayers, until we got to the night of delivery. And then on the night of delivery, somehow, somewhere in there, this panic overtook me. Well, Norma, you rooted your faith and you held strongly to the Almighty and the Creator, but this is the test. This is truly the test. And that night, I delivered an absolutely beautiful baby girl. It was my first daughter. Absolutely gorgeous and absolutely healthy and beautiful. And today she is a mother herself, and I get the opportunity of watching her being this phenomenal mother. And down through many, many years until she became an adult, doctors still followed her process. But one of the things I learned that night, one of the things that I think my husband and I learned that night, is that there is, in fact, a source that is greater than ourselves, and that when we root, when we begin to root our belief and draw our strength from that source, then things that would seem impossible to other people manifest themselves. And I discovered from that the manifestation of my faith in action in that experience has allowed me to release, relax, and let go in many other situations in my life. And I discovered that that was kind of like the root. That became the root and the testing. And from there, I have been able to let go and let God, as people would say. And now that I am kind of evolving spiritually, I understand that when we talk about God, or when we talk about letting go and letting God, we're talking about the whole universal energy at work, not only in the universe, but also inside of us. We live in a universe, but the universe also lives in us. And all the spiritual truths and all the consciousness and all the intelligence that there is lies deep within ourselves. And so as we begin this journey of growing our faith, it takes us into higher levels of consciousness, and then hopefully will take us to the place where it becomes the root of our spirituality, because we have come to know that we know that we know that it is a force greater than ourselves at work in the entire universe. And therefore, once we are striving to get closer to that force, we begin to understand that all is well, even when we can't quite see that all is working in that way. Faith is spiritualized imagination. Powerful words to help us to understand that as we grow in spirit, we are having our energy and our being and our thinking and everything that we are having it rooted in universal order, rooted in universal truth, and that universal truth permeates the entire universe, but it's also inside of us and permeates us. So when we move from religion, to me, is spirituality, it's like the elementary stages of spirituality. It is the place where our attention is turned to something greater than ourselves, where we learn how to pray. We learn that we need to begin to develop faith. We learn that there's some certain values and morals we have to live by. And then we flip from religion and we begin the spiritual journey on whatever path we may have chosen, so that we can begin to live very fully and have our being very fully into the values and the morals and the spirituality that we have been taught in our religious instructions. And when we begin to do that, we begin to, in fact, invest our faith into the divine order of the universe. Invest our faith into the truth that prevails in the universe, and invest our faith in the absolute intelligence of the universe that will make things okay. The conscious individual is ruled by the circumstances of life. Then there are those who are striving for a full consciousness, and then they are ruled by the truth and the intelligence of the universe. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. Are there any challenges to your success? You already have what it takes to turn these challenges into results in any area. Find out more when you tune in to The Power of Realism, Why Integrity Matters, with host Jeffrey Canavan. We all deal with adversity and challenges in life and business. We'll talk with those individuals who have faced these challenges and turned them into success stories. By making just a few shifts in your thinking, you too can be one of these success stories. The Power of Realism airs live on Thursdays at 10 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on Voice America Business. Entrepreneurial Insights is your weekly excursion into the world of business ownership. Presented by Sunbelt Business Brokers, the leading business brokerage and intermediary firm in the world, Entrepreneurial Insights will examine critical issues that impact both existing and prospective business owners. If you own or want to own a small business, listen for Entrepreneurial Insights with John Davies, Pino Bocchinello, and Matt Ottaway. Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking about faith, one of my most favorite topics, because at some point in my own spiritual growth and development, I made a vow that I needed to master the art of living by faith and to somehow get myself to that place. I was very privileged to have been with my mother, who died of cancer. And I was very privileged to be with her right to the end. And I was able to watch and observe her unwavering and her unshakable faith in the power of the divine to make everything all right. And when she kind of became aware that she was going to leave, that leaving the earth was what was in fact going to happen, that faith never wavered, in that she trusted. She says, I don't know where I'm going, but my faith in my Redeemer, she says, is so strong that I am willing to take this second death. And I said, second death, what do you mean? And she says, well, when we crawl out of our mother's wombs, we die. We die to the womb and we are reborn to life as we know it here on earth. She says, and the very first death did not produce such bad results. I actually enjoyed it. And then she talked about summarizing her life, and she says, so therefore, I have faith in my Redeemer, as she put it, that the second death will produce as exciting results as the first one did. And I marveled, because I was young then, and I marveled at the levels of faith that my mother carried with her. And I made the oath that I would attempt to grow similar levels of faith. And in my spiritual walk, it has been a challenge sometimes, and I am still, there are still aspects of it that I'm working on, but I have to report to you that it's a wonderful thing to walk by faith. Here is another quotation that has helped me tremendously in this growing of my faith. Faith makes things possible, not easier. Isn't that amazing? I will say that again. Faith makes things possible, not easier. And a big part of the growing of the faith is moving through the experiences, not running away from them, but rather moving through the experiences that if we have faith enough in the Creator, if we have faith enough in the intelligence of the universe, if we have faith enough of that intelligence that is invested, that divine intelligence that is invested inside of us, then we can move to this other quotation that has served me well. If you are going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't waste time praying. So I encourage you to recognize that faith, there's a continuum. It's not just, well, I wake up one morning and I feel I have faith and it is okay. In my journey, I have discovered that there were various levels of growing faith, and that there were places where I was real clear that I was rooting my faith a little bit deeper, and that came with those traumatic experiences in life that taught me that, yes, in fact, there is a divine creator. This too will pass. That the divinity that resides within us will take care of our needs, not always our wants, and pushed me forward to continue to expand, to allow the faith to get deeper. And as my faith got rooted deeper, I discovered that my consciousness was expanding. And with the expansion of consciousness comes the upgrade of the level of vibration. So where is all of this heading? All of this is heading to the fact that we need to move from just diehard faith that says, I'll trust and I believe, to getting to this place of growing what I call an abiding faith. And that is, as we grow spiritually, faith begins to become the walk of life rather than this aspect of ourselves that we engage when times are difficult. I hope I'm making sense there, because I feel like these words are not giving justice to what I feel in my heart. When we begin the process of growing faith, we tend to use it or extend it in times of trouble. One of the examples, and not a powerful example for me from my life, is I live in the greater Washington area where parking is very, very, very difficult. And so whenever I have to engage going downtown, you will watch me exercise the faith that says, please, universe, please send me a parking space. I need a parking space this morning. I know it's a little thing, but I need a parking space so that I can arrive at my meeting or my whatever it is on time. And I have to tell you that every single time I pull up and there's a parking space available, or if there isn't one available, I'll double park and wait. I so strongly believe that having asked or requested for a parking space, that it will show up, that I will double park and wait. And true enough, someone will pull out, and when they pull out, I will pull in, and I will give thanks for the space. So we're moving from this place of just using our faith in times of crisis and in times of need to taking this living by faith and walking with faith into our everyday practice. And then it becomes faith. Walking with faith becomes the way that we live rather than a source that we turn to some of the time. I don't know if that makes sense, and some of you could perhaps send me a little note in my email to let me know whether that makes sense to you or not. As we grow spiritually, we are supposed to take the act of faith into our daily existence, and it becomes a fabric of our everyday life. And we move this thing from faith, from just believing that it will be so, to coming to know that we know, that we know that the divine source, the universal principles at work, the universal intelligence inside of us, so that we can live our lives as though we are absolutely in tune and have the expectation that all will be well. just a reminder that unconscious individual is ruled by the circumstances of life, because that is all that they have to hold on to. The only thing they have to hold on to is the reasoning and the logic of this world. You know, I have this granddaughter that I talk a lot about who is very spiritual. And she said to me, I was saying to somebody, well, we know that 1 + 1 = 2. And she kind of looked at me. She was about 9 at the time. And she says, but Grandma, if you take the plus sign out from between the two ones, you can end up with 11. And I marvel that at 9 years old, that's where her mind was thinking. Well, we start off with believing that this might happen. And as we grow, and as our faith gets deeper, we come to know that we know that we know that we know that the intelligence inside of us and in the universe is at work on our behalf, and that the result will be a positive result, even if it may not appear to be positive to everybody around us. I have had so many, and I know so many people who have had so many cases of what I call serendipity, where things just worked out against the odds, against logical reasoning, and that has got a lot to do with the depth and the root of the faith with which these people have walked. And one of the exciting things about walking and living and growing faith and rooting faith and having your life and your being rooted inside of faith is that the more we experience the divine unfolding in our lives, is the more confident we become. And then our responsibility becomes moving from just believing, exercising our faith by just believing, to getting to that place where we are exercising our faith in knowing that we know that we know. Our levels of faith is often tied to our soul's experiences. Our levels of faith are often tied to our soul's experiences. This is why sometimes it is advisable, not in all circumstances, but there are times in our lives when it is advisable for us to look to and examine past life experiences. Because often, where we have been in past lives and what we have experienced, it's has a lot to do with the levels of fear sometimes that we're carrying. And we need to recognize that fear and faith are opposites to each other. For as long as we're holding large levels of fear, we are, in fact, we've got like boulders in the way of our faith. So when we are growing and rooting faith, it is our responsibility to ask ourselves this question: what do I fear? What do you fear? Ask yourself the question, just put it out there, and take a couple of days and then sit down with pencil and paper and write down the things that you fear. Because until we begin to face those fears with faith, and we can have them erased or eradicated or modified, then and only then we can really get this thing called walking with faith rooted very, very, very deeply in our soul's existence. So there's a level of growing and rooting faith that has to do with our soul's growth and development. And the more we can come to know that we know that we know that the divine is at work on our behalf, it's the more we begin to see and to perceive the absolute wonders of the universe, not only alive and around us in nature, but also alive and around us inside of the lives that we live and in the lives of those who are around us. Growing and rooting faith requires practice. It requires paying or giving attention. The more we become aware, the more we begin to root out those things that cause us fear and uncertainty, and the more we learn how to let go and let God, then we root our fear. We root away our fear, and we root our faith into much, much deeper levels. I'll be right back. Don't go away. Spirituality 101.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. Goodbye, self-critical. Hello, self-thrilled. Can you define your talent in 6 words or less? Are you using your inner resource, intuition, to teach you how? Listening to Joyce Anderson of Conversations with Yourself will work your intuitive muscle to discover your divine talent. Each week, your host, Joyce Anderson, teaches practices to jumpstart your intuition as your GPS to becoming self-thrilled. From sports to business to music and food, talent is everywhere. Find yours. Joyce and her guests will share their how-to stories on being self-thrilled. Tune in to Conversations with Yourself, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Channel, and ignite your talent.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the 7th Wave Network.
The new home for visionary positive change. 7th Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma. And today we are talking about moving from believing in terms of faith to moving to that place of knowing that we know that we know that we know, and moving to a place of what I call abiding faith, which abides with us throughout the trials and tribulations of life, which abides with us throughout the changes that we must face in life. And so it's been my experience that taking the decision to actively grow my faith has been a phenomenal light. My faith has proved to be a light to my growing spirituality, because the more I invested in learning and practicing living by faith, is the more I began to be awed by the universe and the intelligence that resides there. The more I exercise my faith without demanding what the results should be, is the more I found that the universe took me to places of levels of understanding and levels of awareness as I did not have before. There are times when I have invested the faith on a particular outcome, and in point and in fact, I did not get the outcome I thought I needed. But what I learned, like when I lost my second child, what I learned from that whole experience are spiritual truths that I have been able to pass on to others, and that will serve me in very good stance until the day I leave this planet. And when I leave the planet, I will take the information with me in my souls, in my soul's record, as well as in my spirit. So please don't feel that because you are perhaps turning your attention towards growing spirituality, as that you have to let go of this thing called faith. We start off with faith in a deity. We start off with faith in a spiritual teacher. We start off with faith in through our religious instructions, and that gives us the opportunity to practice faith. But as we begin to turn our attention to spirituality, where we are, we get into the process of growing spiritually. We get into the practice of being able to add light to our soul's dimension, which is what this whole race of learning how to be more spiritual is about. As we begin to do that more, we begin to come to this place of living with abiding faith that will transcend the world's judgment, abiding faith that will transcend the limitations of this world, abiding faith that allows us to relax, release, let go, let God, let the universe, and then become absolutely excited, if you're anything like I am, at some of the places where the ability to be able to release, let go, let God, and let faith move forward, I have been awed over and over and over again by not only intelligence that is inside of myself, but the intelligence that I can see in others and the ways in which that intelligence impacts the circumstances around me and brings forth consciousness growth. We are living in times where we are required to stretch spiritually, to stretch emotionally, because the earth is evolving. And it's moving into the fifth dimension, and everything on planet Earth, you've heard me say this before, is required to make the same upward shift. So we're living in times that demands phenomenal change, and phenomenal change can be made easier and more lightheartedly if we have got our faith rooted in the divine. So I want to leave you with a few questions. You know, I'm a person that is full of questions. And I want to leave you with, where are you in your rooting of your faith? Are you still in the elementary stages? Are you committed to taking that faith from just believing into knowing? Where is your faith rooted? Is it rooted in culture? Is it rooted in religion? Is it rooted in moving more along the spiritual realm so that you can discover what's written, the patterns that are written in your soul? Moving to an abiding faith will allow you to be able to, it will be revealed, it will allow you to be open to the revelation of what your soul's purpose is. Moving towards having an abiding faith will give you the strength and the courage to take the next steps in order to activate what needs to be activated for your soul's purpose. To me, faith, living by faith is a verb. It is a requirement that requires us to live this thing called faith, not just talk about it, not just observe it in the lives of others, not just observe it in the situations that come, that are around us, but rather it requires us to move to this place of living out our faith on an everyday basis. And as we begin to become more rooted in living out our faith on an everyday basis, it doesn't take us into a passive place. Rather, it takes us into the place where we develop more courage, we develop more strength to press forward, and we begin to engage life more fully because we become aware that there is this absolutely divine force, this absolutely divine intelligence that is working on our behalf to help us to establish ourselves from one place to the other. Remember that faith makes things happen, doesn't necessarily make those things easier. Let go of requiring of the universe an outcome when you invest your faith. Think of your faith as seeds. Once they're invested, once you plant those seeds, sit back and allow yourself to be amazed at what will come forth. So in your strife to root your faith more deeply, you have to give up this need that you should control the outcome. Remember, too, that in rooting your faith, it requires of you to also pay attention to your fears and begin to work on how do you remove those fears. We're living in times with phenomenal spiritual energy work that will help you to release those fears. Get more involved in meditation. The more we get inside of ourselves and we get connected inwardly, we begin to realize that there is more to life than meets the eye. My prayer for you at the end of this session is that with your hands firmly placed in the universe and with your eyes turned upwards to your Creator, you will move from just a believing faith to an abiding faith that will allow you to get connected to the sacred that is inside of you and allow you to bring forth all of the abundance that the universe has in store for each and every one of us. Let your faith take you to the place of acceptance. Let your faith take you to the place of walking with the attitude of gratitude. Let your faith take you to the place of knowing. Thank you for taking the time to tune in today. I hope I have given you some food for thought. And remember, walk softly on the planet. For you and I argued for the right to be born in these absolutely amazing, transforming times. And whatever may be going on around you and within you, exercise your faith that all is well. Until next week, peace and much love.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.